My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and as we've already established this month, festive star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, Christmas just a couple days away.
And the world did not end, and I'm really glad because I had this pear that was a little bit underripe yesterday, and I saved it for today, and I was thinking, I'll really regret it if the world ends.
Did you hold off on buying gifts for people because you just weren't sure?
Thought maybe I'd get out of it.
No such luck.
Darn Mayans.
I know. There was this cartoon of Mayans back in the day, and one guy's, you know, feverishly working on what is obviously the calendar, and somebody says, hey, tequila's ready. And the guy says, well, I've been working feverishly on this calendar, but if I don't finish it, I guess the world won't end.
It's not the end of the world.
Right.
Yeah, I figure that's what's happened. Somebody just got tired and said, you know, how far do we have to go? I mean, you got to stop at some point, right?
Exactly. They weren't going to make it to 2012, so what do they care?
Right. Well, if the world's not ending, we're going to plug our Christmas album.
Sure, go for it.
And I think we have a song. Well, you know, now that the election's over, we get to see Joe Biden for another 4 years. That's a gift to comedians.
Absolutely.
So we could play the Joe Biden song today.
Here we go. I'm not sure if this policy still applies since they've been reelected, but I'm sure for the most part they still hope it does. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Joe Biden here. I'd like to sing a Christmas classic that was written by Irving Berlin and me after my famous televised Christmas Eve debate with Abraham Lincoln, the same night that FDR crossed the Delaware on a horse. Oh, the things that I say are frightful, though the right finds them delightful. The Democrats all yell, whoa! Muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe. I do not show signs of stopping, and the gaffes I make are whopping. In my mouth a foot will go. Muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe. If you happen to take a flight, then I'm sure you've contracted swine flu. And Obama is really bright. He is clean and articulate too. You know, the other day some guy on the street was making a little bet with me that I couldn't remember the launch code for a specific classified nuclear missile. And I said, of course I could. It's 25356. And I won 50 rubles from that guy. So the next day, I'm on the phone telling this story to President Ahmadinejad, and he's like writing the whole thing down. And I mean, and now I need a White House clearance for each TV appearance. They'd like me to just lay low. Don't they know, don't they know, don't they know that I love to hear me talk so? Here I go, don't you know that is Joe?
Oh, Elena, you know, the vice presidents over the 30-plus years of the Capitol Steps have really been the some of the greatest contributors. I know Bill Clinton gave you more material than anybody, but between Dan Quayle and Joe Biden, and even Al Gore in a couple different moments.
Yeah, I loved Al Gore. Yeah, Dan and Dick Cheney was funny too, going around, you know, shooting people in the face. And stuff.
Yeah, hysterical.
So yeah, Joe, it's been a little while since he came up with a really good one. We're hopeful for the new year.
Yes, I think his last good one was when he didn't know what state he was in, but you know, he was bouncing around in a few different states on the campaign trail, so that might be slightly.
Yeah, I might do the same thing on that one.
Understandable, but yeah, very interesting. 2012 has been quite the year. You know, there's so many different things. This never-ending presidential campaign. So many different things. How are the Capitol Steps putting it all together in your year-end show?
We're taping our year-end radio show at the Reagan Building this weekend. And we actually went back to the beginning of the year, if you can believe it, when I think Rick Santorum was the front runner for the nomination.
Which week was that? I mean.
So we went all the way back, memory lane, Herman Cain, all those primary candidates, and had a lot of fun with it. Secret Service agents. It was a very good year.
Do you think somewhere dark and deep in the shadows, John Huntsman is wondering, everybody else got a chance to be the front runner in that race? Herman Cain, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann at one point.
He and Ron Paul can have a pity party, I guess.
Ron Paul's leaving. He's done. He's retired.
Ah. So you think he'll run for president again?
I don't think so.
He'll move to one of those states where you can now smoke marijuana.
He'll be pushing 80 years old. But his son has made noise about perhaps running in 2016. So
all right. Well, we got the rhymes ready then. Okay.
There you go. Elena, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2013.
All right. Talk to you then.
Very good. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.